This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، حياكم الله وآواكم، حياكم الله وبياكم، حياكم الله ونصركم، وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم، وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، my brothers and sisters, I'd like to take you all on a journey, inshallah ta'ala, a journey which we all have to go through at some point of time, a journey whereby the sun will be on top of the heads. رحلة إلى تلك الدار في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 years, in a day equivalent to 50,000 years, whereby the sun will be on top of the heads. People sweating so much, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, some the sweat will reach their ankles, some the sweat will reach their bellies, some people sweat will reach their throats, some will sink into their own sweat. And the da'wah of anbiya yawma'idin, Rabbi sallim, Rabbi sallim. Even the prophets would say that day, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Nobody will care about nobody else that day. People naked, barefooted. Aisha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, people naked, barefooted. Na'am ya Aisha, yes O Aisha, but nobody will care about anybody else that day. Everybody will be saying, myself, myself. All of a sudden, you will hear your name. Before you hear your name, in this land called the land of Al-Mahshar, whereby ins and jinn are all gathered from the day Allah Azza wa Jalla created mankind until the end of time. The angels from the first heaven will come down and surround the gathering. So are the angels from the second heaven, and the angels from the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh, all are gathering into this land called the land of Al-Mahshar. And then, all of a sudden, you will see some light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down, carried in His throne by His angels. You see light, Allah Azza wa Jalla come down in this gathering, and then He shall say, all my servants, I've been listening to you since I have created you, today you shall listen to me, and the hisab will start. You will hear, Fulan ibn Fulan, halumma ila al-wukuf bayna yaday Allah. So and so, come and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there will be so many Muhammad ibn Ibrahim and Fatima ibn Abdullah, but you will hear your name. And it is you, huh? Yes, it is you. Come and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to the hisab. And then you will move cross rows of ins and jinn and angels to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. It doesn't matter whether you speak English or Arabic or Swahili or Urdu. سُبْحَانَ مَنْ لَا تَخْتَلِفُ عَلَيْهِ اللُّغَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you, the first thing you shall see are your bad deeds. All the bad deeds, things that you even have forgotten, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you of them that day. ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغلو صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. What is with this book that does not leave anything, be it minor, major, except that it is mentioned in it. Things that you have maybe even forgotten, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you of them that day. A book, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, 99 scrolls as far as the eye can see. مد البصر. 99 scrolls all filled with bad deeds. And Allah will ask you this question about your book of records. Is everything right here? Is everything correct? Has my angels wrote anything which you have not done? La ya Rabbi, it's all true, it's all correct. Do you have anything to expiate all this? La ya Rabbi, I've got nothing. Bala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala, you've got something. Turn on the page. فَتُرْفَعُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةٍ فَتُرْفَعُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةٍ All of a sudden, an ID. بطاقة بالعربي يعني an ID. Small ID. Small ID. هكذا بطاقة. A small ID will pop up. Something very, maybe a small expression or statement is written in it. The man would say, Ya Rabbi, what would this bitaqa do compared to these 99 scrolls of bad deeds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you to put that bitaqa into a scale, and then the 99 scrolls will be put into the other scale. فَتَطَايَرَتِ الصُّحُفِ Prophet Muhammad says, فَتَطَايَرَتِ الصُّحُفِ All of a sudden, the scrolls will fly because of the heaviness of that bitaqa. And what's written in this ID? La ilaha illallah. You will come with La ilaha illallah. You will come, you and I, inshaAllah ta'ala, with this statement. La ilaha illallah. And then Allah says, turn the page. And then as you turn the page of your book of records, now you shall see, wait, you shall see your good deeds, your salah, your siyam, your qiyam. And then you will take your book of records with your right hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, go and share this joy, share this good news with the people of your like. And then you will go, you will take your book of records and you will go around. هَاُمُ قَرَأُوا كِتَابِيَةً إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةً فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةً فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةً قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةً You will go and you will share your book of records with the people of your like, with those who that you love. هَاُمُ قْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَةً Read my book with me. Read, share my joy. Look, here's my salah. Here's my qiyam. Here's my siyam. Here's my obedience to my parents. Look, هَاُمُ قْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَةً إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةً I believed in this day. I believed in the day where I shall stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is it? The consequence is, فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا امتنعت عن أكل الحرام هناك كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية ما هي إلا بضعة أيام ما هي إلا بضعة أيام ثم الوقوف بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى هل أعددت يا أخي الحبيب هل أعددت نفسك لذاك اليوم يوم تقف بين يديه الله سبحانه وتعالى فينظر المرء إلى يمينه أو إلى شماله فلا تجد أي شيء إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم Are you ready for that day my brothers and sisters where you shall stand before Allah سبحانه وتعالى The day where you may look into your right and you may look into your left, and all that you have is your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that you can bring with you is your a'mal, as-salihat, your righteous deeds. But you know what, my brothers and sisters? There are some people who will not have to go through this. There are certain categories of people, they will not have to go through this. They will die straight to Jannah. Who are they? Who are they? The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, الحديث الذي أخرجه البخاري ومسلم والنسائي والبيهقي من حديث ابن عباس قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفعت إلي الأمم رفعت إلي الأمم. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says in this hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim and others, sound and authentic hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, قال, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is, happens the day when the Prophet was ascended into the heavens. رفعت إلي الأمم. The nations were shown to me. فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط. ونرأيت النبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان. ورأيت النبي وليس معه أحد. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, I saw a prophet and some bunch of followers, maybe between 7 or 9, رهط. 7 or 9 followers. And I saw a prophet with about 1 or 2 followers. And I saw a prophet with no followers, coming alone. I looked up and I saw a multitude of people. And I said, Ya Jibreel, هذه أمتي, this is my nation. The Jibreel says, لا يا محمد, this is not your nation. This is the nation of Musa. This is the nation of Musa. بل ينظر إلى الأفق. He says, go and look at the horizon. I looked at the horizon. And then I saw a bigger multitude of people. A bigger multitude. Jibreel says, this is your ummah. Amongst them, 70,000 who will enter Jannah with no hisab. Amongst them, 70,000 will enter Jannah with no hisab, wala iqab. No hisab, no reckoning, no sirat. No qantara, no mizan. No hisab, nothing. Die straight to Jannah. Who are they? The Sahaba will... discussing amongst them, who are these people? The Prophet came back, found them discussing, Ya Rasulullah, we're talking about those 70,000 who will enter Jannah with no hisab, who are they? Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, isma' wa as'al Allah an yaj'alaka minhum, isma' qala alayhi salatu wassalam, who are they? Humul ladina la yastalqoon wala yaktawoon wala yatatayyaroon wa ala rabbihim yatawakkaloon. These are the people who do not follow or believe in something called superstition. They don't believe in bad omens. They put their trust on Allah. But I have some better news for you. I have better news for you. In the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, والبيهقي وابن حجر من حديث أبي هريرة قال قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وعدني ربي أن يدخل من أمتي 70,000 بدون حساب فاستزدت ربي انظر إلى رحمة المهداة فاستزدت ربي أي سألت ربي الزيادة فوعدني أن يدخل من أمتي من كل 70,000 100 من كل 70,000 70,000 أو في رواية من تلك 70,000 واحد من كل 70,000. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, I asked Allah for more. Allah has promised that He will enter from my ummah 70,000 who will enter Jannah with no hisab, no reckoning, nothing. Die straight to Jannah. And then the Prophet says, I asked Allah for more. بِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا فِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي رِوَايَةٍ بِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ بِكُلِّ مِئَةٍ سَبْعِينَ أَلْفًا. The Prophet says, I asked Allah for more. I want more 70,000 to enter Jannah بدون حساب. So the Prophet ﷺ says, Ya Rabbi, I want more than 70,000. فَوَعَدْنِي رَبِّي. Allah has promised. والحديث صحيح شيخنا الألباني رحمة الله عليه. فَوَعَدْنِي رَبِّي. Allah has promised. أن يدخل من أمتي. That Allah has promised amongst those 70,000, everyone, the two narrations, everyone, another 70,000, and the other narration that says, off of 70,000, each 100, another 70,000 to enter Jannah بدون حساب. بدون حساب. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you all amongst them. These are the people who are what? These are the people who have built this quality called at-tawakkul ala Allah. They don't believe in something called superstition. These are the people who learn to delegate their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to mention just a couple maybe illustrations about at-tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fruit of tawakkul. Some of you may be going through some sort of difficulties, hardship. Allah knows what you're going through. Maybe a loss of a job. Maybe a loss of a loved one. Maybe some of you are sick. Maybe a divorced woman who feels, my husband left me unjustly. Allah knows what you're going through. The first example I'd like to use is the example of Umm Musa. Sisters, I hope you're listening. Umm Musa. Imagine if a sister, you sister who's listening, maybe you're pregnant, huh? And then you've been told, if you were to give birth, they will take your baby and kill him. But if you want to save your baby, drop him into the sea. I don't know what seas you have here in Melbourne, but throw him into the sea. If you want to save your baby, throw him into the sea. Otherwise, they will kill him or take him to Guantanamo. What are we going to do? Umm Musa, she was pregnant. In Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. And we have inspired the mother of Musa. أَنْ يَرْضِعِي. Suckle your baby. Allah knows. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah knows every woman, when she gives birth, what she would like to love. She would like to have her baby and put her baby on her chest to suckle him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled that need. Allah says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَّا أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ يَرْضِعِي. The first thing is, we have inspired the mother of Musa to suckle your baby. فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّ رَضُّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعِلُهُ مِنْ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. لَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Allah tells her, and if you're scared, throw him where? Into the well, into the sea. Throw him into the river. Allah makes a promise. إِنَّ رَضُّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We shall bring him back and make him from the what? From al-Mursaleen, from the messengers, from the prophets. She put her trust in Allah. She put her trust in Allah. Mean Allah al-Wakil. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Who puts his trust on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. She put her trust in Allah. Imagine a woman taking her baby and about to put him in a basket. And then as she put him in the basket, she throws him into where? Into this river. What would be the feeling of that woman? Like most of the women who live in Syria, to save their children and making dua against Bashar. Those who said La ilaha illallah, that's their crime, because they said La ilaha illallah. So this woman, she took her baby and she threw him into the river to save him from Fir'aun. Guess what? The basket, the current, takes him where? Takes him to the palace of Fir'aun. Allah. It takes him to the palace of Fir'aun. Ya Rabbi, you told me, you've inspired me not to be scared, not to be terrified. You shall save my baby. I'm trying to save my baby. You take him exactly where? To the palace of Fir'aun. Just like some of you. You put hijab, they fire you. Ya Rabbi, I'm trying to follow your path. I just put hijab, I've been fired. Ya Rabbi, I just started my salah and then I got into an accident. Subhanal Kareem. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised this in the Quran. I'm trying to save my baby. I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes the test. Comes the test. And what is the test? The baby goes to the palace of Fir'aun. But hey, they plot and Allah plots subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah plans subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah plans the best of planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only we learn to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they took Musa alayhi salam and he starts crying. And he starts crying. They came. The mom told them, the sister of Musa, Qussi, go follow him, see where he goes. Lawla an rabatna ala qalbiha. Lawla an rabatna ala qalbiha. She's a mom. She has a heart of a mom. She's scared. She's terrified. Yes. She told her sister, go and follow him. She wants to rest assured. The sister comes, mom, help. Where is Musa? He is in the palace of Fir'aun, caught by Fir'aun. She comes in running. Musa starts crying. He doesn't want to suffer from any woman. He does not want to suffer from no woman. Subhan al-Kareem. And then, go get any woman. Get. Ya mom, help, come. She comes in running. As soon as she tries, give me the baby. They gave her the baby. She puts him on her breast. Musa became quiet and starts sucking from her breast.
That's not the fruit. What is the fruit? The fruit is, Fir'aun tells her, would you like to take this baby, breastfeed him, and take an allowance on top of that? Take payment for that. She would have never believed or thought to be paid to suckle her baby. She put her trust on Allah. The fruit is what? Didn't Allah tell her, Inna radduhu ilayk? Didn't Allah tell her, Inna radduhu ilayk? Didn't Allah tell her, we shall bring him back to you? Yes, Allah fulfilled his promise. He came back and she suckled him for a payment. Musa grows. He lives in the palace. Now Musa is Prince Musa. He eats the best food. He dresses the best dresses. He wears old garments. He is Prince Musa. He has to make a decision. Some of us, sometimes, you know, some of us could be doing wrong. And then Allah wants to show you the truth. And once you know the truth, you will have to make a decision. A lot of us fail in making the proper decision. A lot of us make the wrong decision. Musa has to make a decision. And that decision requires, if I were to go with that route, I will lose my car, I will lose my house, I will lose my Lamborghini, I will lose my watch, I will lose my business, I will lose my wife, I will lose... Aywa, test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa says, if I were to team up with my people, that means I'm going to lose my title, Prince Musa. And he made that choice. And he sided with his people. He's been kicked out from where? From Egypt. He came back later on, 10 years later. He came back, he left as Prince Musa. He came back as Prophet Musa, which is better. He came back as Prophet Musa, which is better. Prophet Musa, Ulla Prince Musa. Didn't I tell you that sometimes we fail to make the wrong decisions? You will be tested. You'll be trialed. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves a person, He shall put that person into a test. Look at what test you're going through. And are you making the right, proper decision? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice and to convey. I've got one more story to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, or two. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِوَيْكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ وَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إبراهيم عليه السلام. In fact, its story requires not only one lecture, seminars. إبراهيم عليه السلام, 16-year-old boy who did not take the fact that his people were worshiping idols, and he went and he destroyed the idols. And then when they decided to throw him into the fire, who came to assist him? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angel to assist him? What did Ibrahim say? The utmost level of tawakkul. The angel told him, Ya Ibrahim, alaka indana min haja? Oh Ibrahim, do you need any help from us? Any assistance from us? Ibrahim tells the angel, minka, no, not from you. Bin Allah, yes. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is my wakil. Allah is my ultimate trustee. I put my trust in Allah. Allah. Not my boss, because my boss does not feed me. لا. My boss, he does not put the bread on my table. The boss is just the means. He's a means, that's all. But the one, the Lord of the means, من هو the Lord of the means? من هو رب الأسباب? رب الأسباب هو الله. هو خالق الأسباب سبحانه وتعالى. The Lord of the means is Allah سبحانه وتعالى. They threw him into the fire. But Allah سبحانه وتعالى addressed the fire. What did Allah tell the fire? يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. Fire meant to burn. But Allah sends the order to the fire not to burn. The fire did not burn. Nothing can happen to you if Allah does not will it to happen. Put your trust in Him. Wallahi, nothing will happen to you if Allah wills it to happen. But if Allah wills something to happen, if the entire men come from ins and jinn, they come together to protect you, and Allah does not want to protect you, you will not be protected, nor benefited. If the entire men come from ins and jinn, they come together to harm you, and Allah does not want to harm you, you shall not be harmed. Put your trust in Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. Then he comes, long story, he comes to slaughter his son. Look and listen. He comes to slaughter his son. In Surah As-Saffat 102, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ يَا سَلَام. هذه يا بني تبغى جلسة. هذه يا بني بس. يا بني تبغى قاعدة كذا جلسة نتكلم في يا بني. بس يا بني. ما قال يا ابني، قال يا بني. يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك، فانظر ماذا ترى. فلما بلغ معه السعي. Imagine إبراهيم. Anthony's over 80 years old. There's some of us here who've been trying to seek a righteous son or a righteous daughter, and it's not happening. Maybe the doctors told you you cannot have babies. Maybe the doctors told you you're barren. But when Allah wants something to happen, it shall happen. After 80 years old, Musa, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has a baby. He had a baby. And he's been ordered to leave his baby and his wife in the midst of the desert. He does. He goes, he leaves them in the midst of nowhere, in the desert. And then he comes back. Now his son is what? Now his son is walking. Yani his son has become, mashallah, yani a young man. He sees a dream. I'm about to spend some time with my son. I want to spend some time with my son. Ya Ibrahim, spend some time with your son. He sees a vision. Ya Ibrahim, slaughter your son. Slaughter your, look at the test. One test after another. One test after another. One trial after another. Some of us may say, Ya Sheikh, I'm going through too much. Why me? Why you? Why you? Because Allah loves you. I don't know, what should I tell you? Why you? Because Allah loves you. You've been tested, you've been trialed. So, he tells his son, Ya my son, Ya Bunay, oh my beloved son, I see in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. Tell me what you think. Undul ma da tara. What's the response of such a pious father, such a pious son? The son says, Ya abati, ma gal ya abi. Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, satajinu insha'allahu min sabirin. Oh my beloved father. He did not say, oh my beloved father, slaughter me. He says, oh my beloved father, do as you were ordered. Do as you were ordered. If you were to be ordered to do more than just slaughtering me, do it. If'al ma tu'mar, you shall find me from as-sabirin. From as-sabirin. Comes the fruit. What is the fruit? وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave what? He fulfilled the dream. He fulfilled the mission. He fulfilled the obligation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it what? Today that we commemorate every Eid, Eidul Adha. My brothers and sisters, long time ago, there was a man, Malik, a king, and he used to have a right-hand man, his consultant, advisor. And the advisor was known to say, kullu khair, inshallah, kullu khair. He's always to repeat, it's all good, whatever happens, it's all good. One day, the king, something happened to his finger, and his finger got chopped off, you know, amputated. So he goes, he's really hurt, crying, my finger. The advisor comes and says, kullu khair. It's all good, inshallah, kullu khair. The king got upset. What do you mean, kullu khair? What do you mean it's all good? I'm telling you, I lost my finger. And you tell me it's all good? No, it's not good. I'm in pain. Go to jail. The advisor said, kullu khair. It's all good. Go to jail, inshallah, go to jail. It's all good. Khair, inshallah. Every Friday, the king was known to go out hunting. That Friday, he goes by himself hunting in the forest. He got caught by some people who worship fire. They worship fire. So they took him to throw him into the fire to give to the gods as a sacrifice to the gods. As they were about to throw him into the fire, they noticed the guy's got a missing finger. He's got a missing finger. They said, oh, you're not befitted to be thrown to the fire, to the gods. They set him free. They said, you're free, go. And the guy says, my advisor told me it's all good. It's all good. But when I sent him to jail, why did he say it's all good? So he went back to him and says, this is what happened to me. And you said it's all good. After I told you go to jail, you said it's all good. What's good in it in jail? Darkness, hunger, scary. What's good in it in jail? What's good? What's khair? He says, if he did not send me to jail, I would have gone with you that Friday. I would have gone with you that Friday. And you would have been saved because you have a missing finger. And I don't have no missing finger. I would have been the sacrifice to the gods. Kullu khair. Kullu khair. It's all good. My brothers and sisters, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. I swear by the one who holds my soul. If you were to see the unseen, you will only pick what Allah has chosen for you. مَا أَخَذَ مِنْكَ إِلَّا لِيُعْطِيَكَ مَا أَحْزَنَكَ إِلَّا لِيُسْعِدَكَ تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. You will only choose what Allah has chosen for you. So put your trust in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفره إنه الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافينا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا شابا إلا زوجته ولا حسن من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا وقضيته يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذلنا دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا تجعل أحدا من المسلمين منهم. اللهم يرحم الراحمين يا ذات القوة المتين يا رحم الضعفاء والمساكين يا أحد يا صمد يا الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد برحمتك نستغيث أغثنا أغثنا أغثنا. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم يا عزيز أعزنا يا نصير انصرنا يا غفور اغفر لنا يا تواب تب علينا يا غفار اغفر لنا يا غفار اغفر لنا يا كريم أكرمنا يا كريم أكرمنا يا جبار اجبر قصرنا يا جبار اجبر قصرنا يا جبار اجبر قصرنا يا قهار أقهر من غلبنا يا قهار أقهر من ظلمنا يا قهار أقهر من ظلمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إن نسينا فلا ننسى والدينا. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. والدانا والدانا اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم الأحياء منهم اغفر لهم اهدهم إلى صراطك المستقيم. أكرمهم يا رب العالمين أحسن إليهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. والأموات منهم اغفر لهم تجاوز عنهم نور مدخلهم آنس وحشتهم آمن روعتهم نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.